BBC Radio Shropshire, this is Claire Ashford. Now, it's National Spring Cleaning Week. Oh, your favourite time of year when you blow all those cobwebs and dust under the sofa away. But just how good are we at doing all of this? And what exactly are our cleaning habits? Well, here to discuss this and much more is Julie Beckham from Molly Maid. Hello.
Hello, hi.
So why do we do this spring cleaning malarkey then? Are we dirty the rest of the time?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a really good opportunity. And I think with the daylight saving and with the days lighter and longer and the sun coming in a bit more, people really do have a look round and think that perhaps having had the household locked up a little bit over the winter with the heating on full blast, that perhaps it's a really good opportunity to throw open the doors and windows, just have a really good clean.
What's the definition of spring cleaning then?
Well, I think it's getting around to doing those jobs that we wouldn't routinely do with a weekly run through. I think it's things like pulling out beds and sofas, washing down window frames and woodwork, and just getting all the light fittings tip top rather than perhaps just feather dusting them. So just a much more comprehensive and thorough clean.
Do you recommend hoovering your mattress?
Yes, I think I probably would. Yes, absolutely. It's a good idea.
Now, there's been a survey done and it seems two-thirds of us don't mind doing the washing up at all. So that's not bad, is it?
That's right. Yes, people are all right about doing the washing up.
But what about if you're short of time? And I can honestly say I've never done this, but I do like the idea. People spray polish into a room, I understand.
I know, it's quite an amusing image, really, isn't it? But yes, absolutely. And in West Midlands, in the Shropshire area, 8% of those surveyed confessed to opening a door and spraying some polish, and that's as much as the housework got done that day.
Just so it smells like it has been done.
Smoke and mirrors.
Now, what's the difference between men's cleaning habits and women's cleaning habits?
Well, that's quite interesting, really. The Molly Maid survey did return some interesting figures on that one. And it would turn out that 70% of women admit that they tend to not clean that thoroughly every time. So they're probably not vacuuming under beds and so on. But they do tend to do a little bit more housework, whereas men, they don't clean as frequently. But when they do, surprisingly, they tend to have a really, really good clean.
Because my other half and I argue about this all the time, because I always take way longer than him to do the cleaning and I think I'm more thorough. But you're telling me that he's more thorough.
Well, go on.
No, go on, say it. And he does it in way less time than I do. So how can he be more thorough?
Well, of course, this is just a percentage that we're talking about here. And this is just the results of the survey of the people who responded to the survey. And it's just a trend. Of course, it's not absolute, but it's just a trend that men are probably more comfortable about letting the housework build up for longer. But when they do get around to doing it, they make sure that it's done very well. That's what the survey would suggest.
Right, OK. Now, there was a couple of habits that were disturbing. One of the facts is that people using the washing up cloth to mop up spills on the floor.
Yes.
I can admit to having done that.
Really?
Yes. But I do bleach my kitchen cloth on a regular basis.
Oh, well, there you are. You see, that is the good part about your habit that you're revealing to us, whereas the survey did reveal that there is a significant amount of people who are not only using the washing up sponge to wash the floor, but they're then not ever washing that sponge.
Oh, no.
That is quite worrying.
Yeah, no, I do bleach about once a week, I think, actually.
Good.
A lot of people wash their dishcloths and stuff in the washing machine, though, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Which is another alternative, obviously. Now, the more surprising part about this, which I was just gobsmacked about, was that some people even throw away their dirty dishes to avoid washing up. Surely that's got to be a very small, rare amount.
Well, I think it is a surprising tactic, really, to try to, on the housework avoidance front, for sure. I don't know, maybe people are using disposable crockery and cutlery, I'm not sure, but I was quite surprised by that too. It seems a bit extreme.
Now, you work for Molly Maid.
I do.
So that means that you lot are in other people's houses all the time.
Yes, we are.
So does that mean you're quite nosy? I mean, not rummaging, not rummaging nosy, just like, you know, checking out what people have got in their houses.
I sometimes think it's very interesting to see that people have got some interior solutions that perhaps we might not have thought about.
But very polite.
But we're there for the purposes of cleaning. But it is nice to see that people have got some interior various solutions that we might not otherwise have thought about.
Now, you see, having a cleaner is seen as sort of a luxury, really. Has the recession affected your business?
No, we're still seeing a very high level of inquiry, and I think the whole notion of cleaning teams and having housework support as being a privilege and a luxury, I think those days are largely coming to an end with both partners being out at work increasingly now. I think that having help with the housework is seen more of something that's a necessity to support a household and a family rather than just an outright luxury.
And what do you, different people have different requirements on what they want from you to do in their houses?
Yes, I think they do. Their requirements from Molly Maid do vary considerably. Some people might just want some help with the parts of the house that they find more onerous to deal with, such as kitchens and bathrooms, I think we normally find, whereas they might be happier to do vacuuming and dusting themselves. It might be that they live in larger properties, but they don't routinely use every room, so they might ask us to only occasionally clean perhaps dining rooms and studies and guest suites. But, of course, the core areas they want cleaning on a regular basis.
And would you say we're a fairly grubby people, or are we quite clean as a nation?
I think on the whole we are actually quite house proud as a nation, and we do like to see everything looking in really good order. So no, I don't think we're grubby at all. I think we quite like to live in nice homes.
So let me get this right, Julie. You clean other people's houses and you still have to clean your own?
Yeah. Seems a bit tough, but there you are. Some of us like housework, you see.
Behave. Nobody likes housework.
Some people do.
Well, thank you very much for coming on and telling us all about it.
It's a pleasure.
And have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
That's Julie Beckham from Molly Maid.